Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new X-Men title is not coming from Marvel. Little Bird gets big prequel. The Legionnaire's identity has been revealed by DC. This is Comic Book Club News for March 19, 2024. The past few months have been a flurry of information about how the Krakoa era of Marvel's X-Men will end, and as revealed last week, how editor Tom Brevoort's new era of X-Men will kick off. However, we now know one title that will not be coming from the new X-Men line. New X-Men. Last July at San Diego Comic-Con, Marvel released an enigmatic teaser with the text, "Who are the new X-Men?" highlighting that we'd find out in 2024, with a tease in November 2023. And while the title itself was reminiscent of Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely's New X-Men, the font came straight from the 90s Age of Apocalypse crossover. Sounds intriguing, right? Well, it's never gonna happen. Get over it! The news was revealed by Brevoort in this week's newsletter, answering a question about whether the idea got scuttled or if it transformed into something new, from a reader named Nacho Teso. Said Brevoort, quote, "Honest answer here, Nacho, is that this would have led into something that Jordan White would have been putting together in the post-Krakoa period had he remained on the X-line. He had started to develop some thoughts as to where to take things next before we made our editorial switch. So it's a casualty of me taking over. Sorry about that." So there you go. Speculate wildly about what it might have been for the rest of your natural life. Or, you know, go on with your day normally. Either way. Little Bird is getting a prequel. And no, we don't mean an egg. We mean a prequel to the comic book series Little Bird by writer Darcy Van Poelgeest and artist Ian Bertram. Titled Precious Metal, the prequel will take place 35 years before one of the most innovative, intriguing books of the past few years. It follows an amnesiac tracker named Max Weaver, who teams up with a child with abilities who may be the key to unlocking his memories. Said Van Poelgeest on the new book via press release, quote, "Precious Metal has been the biggest, most fulfilling undertaking of my creative career. Returning to the world of Little Bird with Ian Bertram brought on a deeper collaboration than I thought possible, and the results are something transformative for the work and myself. After nearly 5 years of immersion and experimentation, I'm thrilled to finally bring this monster of a book to readers worldwide." Image plugs that each of the 6 issues of the miniseries will be double length, with the final page count around 300 pages of story. The first issue will feature a variant wraparound cover by Trad Moore and hit stores on June 5. The identity of a mysterious masked time traveler known as the Legionnaire has been an ongoing mystery since DC's The New Golden Age was first released in 2022. And now, thanks to Justice Society of America number 9, written by Jeff Johns with art by Mikel Janine, we know exactly who is behind the mask. In case it wasn't clear, spoilers for today's issue past this point. In the issue, the Legionnaire helps the JSA in their fight against another character named the Harlequin Sun. And at the end of the issue, he takes off his mask to reveal he's a younger version of Mordru, one of the most powerful sorcerers in the DC Universe, and a longtime adversary of both the JSA and the Legion of Superheroes. Not only that, but Mordru is asking for the JSA's help so that he never becomes that villain they've battled before. If a young time-traveling man taking off his iron mask to reveal he's one of a comic book universe's big villains and doesn't want to grow up to be evil sounds at all like Iron Lad revealing himself to be Kang in Young Avengers, well, sure. But that comic also came out nearly 20 years ago, and we don't know how this story in JSA will turn out, particularly since JSA is taking a good long while between issues, which is my villain origin story. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And which came first, the little bird or the egg? I'm thinking the egg. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.